stage dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, and color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, The Captives of Cow Island, is a dramatization of one of the most amazing human interest stories ever to appear in the pages of the American Weekly. It is the case history of the Davis family kidnapping, written by Louise Armstrong, eminent social worker, under the title, Plucky Little Adolf Saved His Family from Bondage in the Backwoods. The story opens in a little town in the Mississippi Delta. On the outskirts of the town lived two families. One, Joseph Walker, 67 years old, and his wife, they were sharecroppers. The other, their next-door neighbors, the Davis family. Mrs. Davis, newly widowed, and her four children. Two boys, Adolf, age 16, Charles, 12 years, and two girls, Gussie, age 15, and Lizzie, just turned 8. They were all pathetically poor and undernourished, huddled together in a ramshackle cabin. One day, old Joseph Walker stopped in at the Davis place.
Howdy there, Mrs. Davis. Heard of how you all had another letter from the government today. Did they give you all the money?
No, Mr. Walker. I had Lamprudy read it to me, and the government says, well, that's how my man Randy didn't die of sunstroke, like folks said.
Mm-hmm.
It's some queer sickness or misery in the head that killed him.
Well, he was working for the government on the WPA. You all ought to get some government money for him.
No, Lamprudy says our government says they weren't to blame. They ain't going to pay me no money.
You know, it's a crying shame, Mr. Davis. You a widow with them four young'uns to feed. How you uns going to live?
Yeah, you got no idea now, Mr. Walker.
Well, just like I've been telling you all ever since your man Randy died, Mrs. Davis. You uns ain't got nothing, nowhere else to go. Why don't you uns move over with me and my woman? We got room enough for your brood. There's victuals enough for all and some to spare.
Well, it's mighty kind of yours, Mr. Walker, but... Well, somehow...
Now, it ain't no use to be proud, Mrs. Davis. I've been coming and talking for weeks now. Best make up your mind and move in.
All right, Mr. Walker. Reckon it's how I'd better. Thank you.
You will? Good. I'll run over and tell the old woman to make a place for you and put on some extra victuals for supper. We'll be expecting you all.
Oh, my, what'd you all do that for? We ain't all right here. Don't want to be beholden to no one. Especially them walkers. I don't like him, my... Give me the creeps. This old woman is a queer one, too. Always just smiling.
You don't hush up with that kind of talk, Eddie. The Walkers is kind folks who want to take we ins in and feed us. Now, you'll get Gussie and Charlie and Lizzie and gather up the things. We're moving in now.
All right, Ma. But I'm telling you all, it ain't right and fitting to be going over there. Something's going to happen to we ins. You'll see.
Howdy, Sam. What you all doing? Looking for your kinfolk?
Yeah, I am. Y'all see them lately?
Yeah, not since I brought your sister-in-law that letter from the government. That was 2 weeks ago. You try over to the Walker? Folks said old man Walker took the widow and the young ones in with him.
Yeah, I hear that, too. I bet all that. Seems mighty queer, but they're gone, too. Ain't no sign of hiding the hair any of them in the place.
Y'all try up to the Clemens place? He's getting out his cotton. He's needing some help.
Yeah, that's right there. Then the Johnsons, even as far as old man Jenkins. Nobody ain't seen him. Seems like the plum disappeared clear off the face of earth.
Yeah, that's queer. Mighty queer. Hop in, Sam. I'll ride you all back to town.
Oh, thanks. Sure is funny where them folks all disappeared to.
Mister, you all tell me how to get to Poplarville?
Doggone. Where'd you come from all of a sudden, like? What you all doing prowling around this hour of the morning?
Just like I said, mister, I want to get to Poplarville.
Well, that's quite a far piece from here, boy. This here's Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What?
Poplarville is clear over in Mississippi. You don't look like you're in no condition to get that far without some help. Now, what you all aiming to do in Poplarville, son?
Get to the sheriff, mister. There's an old man that's got my mom and my little brother and two sisters locked up prisoners on an island in a house on stilts.
Hmm?
I don't care what he does to me, mister. I'm going to tell. I got to see the sheriff.
Now, hold on, son. Hold on. I'm a policeman. I can help you.
Well,
you all come with me.
All right.
I'll take you to our sheriff. I might get you all a bite of breakfast, too. Well, Sheriff, what you all make of it? Down the story I ever heard, but the boy appears like he's telling the truth.
Yeah. Darned if you ain't got me believing it. Well, go ahead with your story, son. You say this old man beat you all, dragged you out of bed in the middle of the night, threatened to kill you if you hollered or talked to folks.
Then he took us to the house on stilts in the middle of an island in the lake.
Yeah?
He made us go there. He beat us and made us work and steal things, too. Well, they give us nothing to eat.
Now, where do you reckon that place is, Sheriff?
It sounds like Cow Island to me. Our state borders haven't been rightly surveyed out there. Just a big mess of mud flats. The most godforsaken place in the world. I never knew anyone ever built a house there. Tried to live in it.
Well, there were some colored folks in it, but the old man made them leave it and get off on the island.
Well, now, looky here. The old man paid the Negroes to vacate that house?
No, I don't guess so. I don't say they was glad to get their feet out in the mud.
Where's your father, sonny?
Well, he died most 2 years ago. He was working on a building for the government. He thought he had sunstroke, but the doctor said it was something different. I don't remember what.
How'd your mother and the other children get mixed up in this affair?
He made us. He was scared of him. He always looked at us so funny, to give us a creep. Reckon my ma was kind of scared of him, too, but he kept talking and talking. By and by, I guess ma got to thinking maybe he knowed best.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we didn't have no money and thought ain't nothing else we could do.
Well, now, look at here, son. I'll get me a couple of cars, and we'll go in there and get your folks out. Now, let me see this map.
You can't get in there with no car, Sheriff.
Well, this map on the wall shows a road leading down to the lake.
Well, that ain't no road. There's two deep ruts in the mud. But a wagon with high wheels can get through there. Yeah, but you have to go that way. That's where I hit his boat. But if anybody else found it, I don't know where we'd get another one. I hit it quite a piece from the ruts and walked back through the water so you wouldn't see no footprints in the mud. Hope it ain't hurt Mom and the kids because I run away.
Well, we'll hope for the best, son, but we'll soon find out because we're going after your folks right now.
Well, boys, we're almost there. Anybody see any signs of anybody?
Can't see a sign alive, except for that buzzard swooping around up there. Don't suppose the old man has moved him out again, do you?
I don't see how I could. Boys here stole the only boat when he escaped. Had no way of getting off his face.
Yeah. Okay, now. We can step shore now.
All right.
Well, there's a house up there. Sure is a forlorn, dismal-looking wreck of a place.
The worst I ever seen. No windows in the place.
Well, it's covered up with board and tin. The windows weren't a good know-how. If you could look out, you couldn't see nothing worth looking at. And if it was open, the only air that had come in was mud, stink, and mosquitoes.
Well, I guess you're right there, son. Well, is everybody ready? Now let's be quiet when we get close to the house and watch out. The old man might be a good shot. All right, follow me, boy.
I'll learn you, you worthless, peeling lying brat. Well, that speaking feeble boy don't come back soon. I'll take it out on your hide. I'll do you.
Quick, Joe. Leave them where the kids be for a minute and come with me. Somebody will come in this way. Look through the slit in the window there.
I guess you're right, old woman. Wait, I'll go out there and drive them off. Wish I had my squirrel gun that thieving vomit of a boy stole from me when he run off.
That's him.
Hey, you. Your name Joseph Walker?
Yeah, if it's any of your business. Who in tarnation are you? What y'all doing on my property?
I'm Sheriff of Britain. I want to talk to you.
All right. Come on in the house.
What an evil smelling place this is. I can't take it. Hey, you, Joe Walker. Come on out here and bring all those kids and the women folk with you. And hurry up.
All right. Come on, you all out here. Come on.
Who's that coming with him, son? Your mother?
No, that's his wife. She's always a smiling like that there.
That there lady coming out now is my mom.
I don't know where you've been.
Don't be scared now, Ma. Everything's all right now. You see, Sheriff? That there my sisters, Guzzie and Lizzie, and that there's my brother, Charlie.
Yes. Now, what's that?
That there's a baby.
Whose baby?
Mine and his'n.
Well, might be your one with Williams.
Joseph Walker, I charge you with kidnapping and holding prisoner Jim Will, Mrs. Coralie Davis, and the four children. What you say, guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. It ain't true. Just help him, that's all.
It is true. He's the meanest, dirtiest, oldest old man that ever lived. I can tell you more. Well,
don't be afraid
more.
To speak up, man. Go ahead.
Well, he made me and his old woman beg for pennies and do washing. Sent my youngins out to steal and beat him if they didn't bring things home.
He's lying on me.
Another. I can tell more, plenty more, but not here. But I won't be afraid to tell the truth when I get to court. I know I won't.
He's lying, I tell you.
Well, that's for the judge to decide. We'll have to take you into custody.
Yeah, hold on a minute. You all the Louisiana sheriff, ain't you?
That's right, I am.
Well, this here island is in the sovereign state of Mississippi. You all ain't got no jurisdiction whatsoever.
You sure about that?
Certain sure.
Well, that's what we thought. So we brought along a Mississippi sheriff. Mr. Martin, we're all under your orders now.
Okay, Sheriff DeBrett. You and your boys take the women and kids over to Mendon Hall. I'll wait with this old varmint and bring him back later.
Right, all right.
Sergeant Walker, you're my prisoner.
The story of the tragic plight of the Davis family was related in the courtroom of Chancellor Judge Stevens at Mendenhall, Mississippi. It appears that as soon as the Davis family had taken advantage of the Walker's offer to share their house, a great change took place in Walker. Under the cover of darkness, he steered the family away from their home. Then he began to rule the group with an iron hand. His former apparent kindness was replaced by violence. Any disobedience was punished with blows, beatings, and worse. Blood-stained hickory sticks were found on Cow Island and were taken by the authorities as evidence. Walker kept his followers in a constant state of terror, and with hard labor and near starvation, the order of the day. It was the plucky and prompt action of young Adolph Davis that saved his family from almost certain but lingering death. Mrs. Davis and her brood are now back in Poplarsville. The children are wards of the court, and all are being well taken care of. Everyone should read the story of the Davis family in Louise Armstrong's feature article entitled, Plucky Little Adolph Saved His Family from Bondage in the Backwoods, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. The magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas present Speaking of Ghosts.
Say, hold on a minute. What is this? Who's talking about ghosts?
Why, practically everybody. The subject of ghosts is one of the most debatable and controversial subjects in the world. Now, take Edward Saint, for instance.
And who is he?
Mr. Edward Saint is a ghost breaker. He makes a business of tracking down pesky spooks and making them behave. He's been doing it for 20 years and has never once disappointed a customer.
A nice, pleasant business. And how does he go about unhaunting a haunted house?
Well, he's a famous magician, a former associate of the late Harry Houdini, and a special investigator for the Los Angeles Scientific Psychic Research Society. He's written a swell article on the subject called I Kick the Spooks Out of Haunted Houses, in which he reveals many of his exciting adventures in ghost breaking. It will be in next Sunday's American Weekly. You ought to read it.
I will, but now that we're on the subject, I've got a good ghost yarn for you. The Tale of a Haunted Table.
A haunted table? Say, hold on.
No, no, I mean it. Now, there's a place on the waterfront up in Boston Harbor called the Mariner's Inn. It's a pre-revolutionary tavern. And a few years ago, I dropped in there to have a drink and a bite to eat. Say, how about a little service? I've been sitting here for over 15 minutes now.